Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Spiritual renewal. It seems that many great things in history start with a single human being. If a person says something full of life that names reality well, the message often moves to the second stage of becoming a movement. That's the period of greatest energy. Think Jesus movement. Always very exciting, creative, and also risky. It's risky because God's movement in history is larger than any denomination, any culture, or any tradition's ability to verbalize it. Would we respect and love a God that we could control? The institutional or machine stage of a movement will necessarily be a less alive manifestation. This is not all bad. We need the less noble parts of the body to keep us all growing toward love. We make it a closed system, operating inside of its own, often self-serving logic. By then, it's very hard to take risks for God. Eventually, this becomes ends in themselves, often as God's frozen people. It becomes an excuse to remain unconscious, holding on to a memory. Learn how to keep in touch with the human and movement stages. Open to inspiration for spiritual renewal in our faith communities and our lives. It's hard and very rare to call your own job into question. When Jesus called his disciples, he also called them away from their jobs and their families. Of course, jobs and families are not bad things. But Jesus called them to leave their nets, because as long as anyone is tied to job security, there are a lot of things they cannot see and cannot say. We tend to think and say whatever won't undermine the company or brand. Return to the original dynamism and nonviolent style of Jesus the man. He just gently and lovingly tried to do it better. That's true reconstruction. The best criticism of the bad is the practice of the better. That might be a perfect motto for all reconstructive work. It does not destroy machines or monuments, but reinvigorates them with new energy and form. Rest in this knowing. Wholeness at the heart. The church has become mechanistic like so many other world systems. It is stuck in a rut. Can it find its way out of this rut into a new future? Jesus lived with imagination and he preached with imagination. He aimed to instill imagination in his disciples so they could think the unthinkable and do the incredible. Similarly, it is helpful to imagine the church in a new way that enkindles us to think the unthinkable and do the incredible. The term open system best describes this new way of life. An open systems way of life works best on shared vision and dialogue, and least on control and lack of communication. Trust is an essential factor. But trust requires kenosis, emptying oneself of control and power, and making space for the other to enter in. An open systems community, like the physical world itself, is based on relationships, not roles or duties, but bonds of friendship, sisterhood or brotherhood, respect, charity, forgiveness, and justice. Where these values are active and alive, life evolves toward richer, more creative forms, never losing sight that wholeness, catholicity, is at the heart of it. What is church really about? The church is being a community with a shared story in our scriptures which binds us together. Church is about weaving relationships together, so that life for all of us is more deeply rooted in love. The church also offers a platform to work together, to build a world that acts and advocates for the common good of all of us. We are warriors, lovers, peacemakers, protectors, prophets, thinkers, and dreamers who gather together to celebrate our heritage as children of God. At the same time, we are fearlessly willing to stand up and stand in for those our culture might oppress. When we live consciously aware of our power to shape our world for good, we live lives of meaning. We are our own most fully human and fully sacred expressions. We are whole. We have an opportunity in this moment of our great transformation. We can approach this time as pioneers, setting out in the face of the unknown to discover new ways to live faith-filled lives. Nothing today will be the same 10 years from now. Why not architect the kind of faith movement we want to see 20 to 50 years from now? What do we have to lose? Rest in this knowing. genuine change and renewal. Prophets remove our illusions and help us see reality clearly, which for those of us in settled institutions often feels like a loss of security. Priests lead us on a path of returning to meaning and transcendence. The role of the prophet is to direct and legitimate necessary deconstruction. The prophet's path is of descent and is never popular nor easy. It is about letting go of illusion and toppling false gods. True priests talk of union, communion, love, transcendence, religion, connecting this world and the next world, and giving back a coherent world of meaning. We've had too much priesthood and not nearly enough prophecy. The result is often religion for religion's sake. The history of Christianity can be told as a story of the tension between order and prophecy. Jesus came as a prophet, one who challenged and transformed Judaism. A charismatic community grew up around his teachings and eventually formed into the church. When enough people join the ranks of the discontented, the institutional church has to pay attention. In the process, and sometimes unintentionally, the church opened itself up for genuine change and renewal. The church is always trying to come to us from the future, so we need to allow it. Jesus lived, breathed, and embodied a boundary-subverting inclusion. If it's inclusive and wildly so, then you know you are warm, you are close to it. Nothing is excluded except excluding. We all hope that it will become the wonderful adventure that Pope Francis envisions, church as movement and not decorative institution. The gospel always wants to dislodge itself from the places where it gets stuck and embedded in the narrow cultural structure. So we all take steps to free it, find our way again and again to an expansive tolerance and a high reverence for paradox. We need to allow the church to become a movement again. We are being propelled into the world to cultivate a movement whose ventilating force is an extravagant tenderness. May we become that loving way of life that becomes the air we breathe, anchored in contemplation and fully dedicated to kinship as its goal. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening on the earth. I'm listening on the earth. The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.